Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. My first question to you would be, ma'am, is, are you Joanne Collins?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am. I voted already.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask
I'm
you that.
I'm a disabled person.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate in Florida legislator? If you had almost certain to vote, probably voted. But you said you already voted, right, ma'am?
This week, yes.
Oh, did you vote? Go ahead.
Disabled person, so they send my vote in. They send it to me, the pamphlet. They send it to me in the mail, and I sent it out. And you're asking if I voted for whom?
Did you vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, ma'am?
Democratic.
Oh, okay. And what year were you born, ma'am?
What year? 1948.
Perfect, ma'am. We wanted to know as well, are you or anybody in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No. We're Jamaicans.
I was going to ask you that. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Asian, or multiracial?
Multiracial. We're Jamaicans and we're mixed up.
No problem. Generally speaking, do you think things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Yes. Do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track. I just have a feeling that it's not everyone is treated equally. I just get that feeling. Today I had an incident at the store and the mall where I hate to say it, but I was being attended to, and this lady, Spanish lady, came and she wanted the cashier to put me aside and tend to her first. And I said, nope. Can't happen. America is a country of freedom, and America is a country where everyone has the same rights.
Completely.
Not one is up there. You know, it was, you know, but I just brushed, I told the cashier, I said, just go ahead and do what you have to do, and don't worry about her, because she can't jump ahead of me. I was, my sales, my item was, the cashier had punched it in the machine, and it was halfway through when she came.
Okay.
I just told the cashier.
I'm sorry you went through that, ma'am. I'm sorry you went through that, but let me speed it up so I don't take up much of your time, ma'am. So I'm just going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just tell me as well. For example...
Okay.
Joe Biden, ma'am, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Oh, favorable. Excellent president.
Oh, would you say favorable or unfavorable for him, ma'am?
Favorable.
Very.
I've followed him since he was in the Senate. I followed what he was doing, and he did an excellent job. And you said Harris now, Kamala?
No, I was asking you about Joe Biden. Would you say that you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable. 100 plus.
No problem. What about Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I really don't know much about him. I saw him in the paperwork, but I really don't know much.
Okay.
You know. So I would just stay neutral on that. I'm not going to pass judgment.
No problem. What about Kamala Harris? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Oh, she's my girl. 100 plus. Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
I beg your pardon?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. So what about as well as Chad Klitzman, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
From what I heard, favorable, but just my, because I don't know much about him. I just heard a little bit about him, and I would tolerate him, no problem.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Barbara Sharif? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. We would like to know as well. How did you vote in the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate? Did you vote for Rodney W. Jacobs, Barbara Sharif, or Chad Klitzman?
I think I clicked on Klitzman.
Okay. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, I just want you to tell me which of the following is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate, ma'am. For example, I have jobs and wages, home and property insurance, health care, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, education, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights. Any of those stand out most to you?
There are a couple of them that I am in favor of. How many can I choose?
One, ma'am.
Just one?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Jobs and the
second
jobs
and
one
wages.
You said jobs and wages.
No
yes, there are others that I want to.
Okay.
But since
no
it's
problem.
Only one.
No problem. Thinking in political terms, ma'am, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
Moderate. Thank you so far for your responses. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's of
Great.
Science degree in business.
Great, ma'am.
And may I ask you a question?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Where are you located? What department are you calling me from?
Wherever we're calling from, opinion research, ma'am, we're located in Florida as well. All right. Yes. And strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, ma'am, can I have your first name one more time?
It's Joan, J-O-A-N.
Great, ma'am. Well, perfect, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time and your answers. They were so important to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.